One summer afternoon, in the middle of a very large city, at the edge of a very large park, sat one very small boy named Van. His full name was Giovanni Carlos Gauguez Garcia Markson, but nobody called him that. His mother, who'd given him all those names in the first place, called him Giovanni. Most people just called him Van, which he liked much better. And the kids at school called him Minivan, which he didn't. Van was always the smallest kid in class. Because his mother was an opera singer, whose work took them all around the world, Van was always the newest kid, too. And he was generally the only kid with a tiny blue hearing aid behind each ear. He tended to like different games and watch different shows and read different books than everyone else. He was used to being on his own. In fact, he'd gotten very good at it. So on this particular afternoon, Van was sitting on his own on a wide stone bench. His mother was trying on shoes in a shop across the street, and every now and then, she'd look up and check on him through the plate glass window. She'd warned him not to leave the bench. Van didn't mind. He was more interested in looking around than in getting up anyway. There was plenty to watch. People were picnicking in the shade, jogging on the pathways, playing fetch with their dogs on the soft green grass. Pigeons waddled everywhere. A man with a pink guitar sang a song whose words Van couldn't quite catch. And just a few feet away, a huge stone fountain splashed and shimmered, droplets of water falling from one bowl to the next like curtains of glass beads. A boy on a bicycle zoomed past the fountain, his tires flattening a strip of grass. And that was where Van saw it. A small, red, plastic arm stuck up from the crushed grass of the tire track. Its hand was open, and its palm was turned out, so it looked like it had an important question and was just waiting for someone to call on it. Van glanced over his shoulder. His mother was sitting in a shoe shop chair, her head bowed over a pair of high heels. The arm was still waiting. Van scooted his behind toward the edge of the bench. Then, with a last quick look at the shoe shop, he slid off the bench and dashed across the grass. He crouched beside the red plastic arm. The rest of its body, if there was a rest, was buried in the dirt. Van took hold of the arm and gave a tug, and a small, red man popped out of the ground. The man had a red plastic spacesuit and bendable red plastic arms and legs, and a helmet that looked like a bubble of fossilized chewing gum. Van crumbled a bit of dirt off the man's shoulder. Then, he put him in his jacket pocket and took a careful look at the grass all around. Perhaps a red plastic spaceship had crash-landed somewhere nearby. Something glimmering in the mulch turned out to be a blue glass marble with a glittery gold swirl inside. Van rolled the marble back and forth on his palm, watching it sparkle in the spring sun. He dropped it into his pocket. To the spaceman, the marble could be a distant planet, or a meteorite full of some powerful and unearthly element. Van was trying to decide what sort of element it should be when he spotted something else gleaming on the pavement just ahead. A bristly man in a windbreaker noticed the gleaming thing at the same time. The man bent to pick it up. Then he turned toward the fountain and gave the gleaming thing a flip off the tip of his thumb. Van watched the coin arc through the air. It spun toward the largest bowl of the fountain, where it hit the water with a soft, splooshing plop. To Van's ears, there wasn't really any sound at all, but his mind filled in what he would have heard if he had been several feet closer. The man turned around again. He noticed Van watching him and gave a bristly half-smile.
"No army, is she? Right?"
Van thought he heard the man say over the noise of the park.
"No harm in wishing, right?"
The man tucked his hands into his pockets and shuffled away. The next instant, There was a wild shiver in the bushes to Van's left.